Carla Torres captures resistance after Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, obliterated its power grid, made drinking water unsafe, destroyed roads, left a shortage of medicine and food, and damaged 80% of homes. The government was a no-show. An estimated 3,000 islanders died needlessly after the storm. The Army Corps of Engineers called it a human rights catastrophe. State failure of this magnitude had one benefit. It exposed the reality of Puerto Rico's relationship to the U.S. Although it dated back to 1898, many were unaware of it. In the end, the people took recovery into their own hands. And New York's diaspora closed ranks in support of the island uprising that forced the governor's resignation. After Maria, an estimated 500,000 people fled the island. This new wave of migrants is expected to change New York and Florida politics. On the U.S. mainland, their political presence will surely be felt.